Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, world, and Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Risa. And I could ask you the usual question, what's been going on with you, and it'll be, well, I just got back from my cruise, or deep sea diving or something. We have to have a separate show on just Risa's experiences.
I actually just got back from Dallas, Texas. I was at a business conference, FraserNet, and there was just all kinds of business taking place down in Dallas, Texas.
No monkey business, just business.
Well, I'm not going to say there was no monkey business. But it was technically entrepreneurs having fun.
Well, speaking of entrepreneurs, we had an interesting event. We went on a little event on the China-American business relations, and it was pretty interesting. Eric interviewed a lot of interesting people. Interviewed a senator, and it was just, the list goes on and on. It was very, very interesting on how these people. It's a networking. You know, there's a lot of that. You've been to a lot of those. There's so many of us baby boomers doing this kind of stuff, huh?
That brings us up to our hot topics.
Already.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, this morning my hot topic is unfortunately a sad one. It's the passing of Meshack Taylor. Now, a lot of people may not remember Meshack. He was an actor who I had the privilege of working with in, I believe it was 1983, on a show called Buffalo Bill, which was, it only lasted one season, but I did the with the extras, casting the extras on that show. And Meshack was just one of the nicest men to work with. But most people probably remember him from Designing Women, which he worked on from 1986 to 1993. And he was the guy that was the ex-con that came in and was like the handyman with the women on Designing Women. And he was just a hysterical actor. And he was a baby boomer. He died at age 67. And just a wonderful, wonderful man. And if you get a chance, people can go back and look at Designing Women and see some of his work. He did guest stars on things like Hannah Montana, The Unit, Hill Street Blues, Barney Miller, Lou Grant, The Drew Carey Show. He did lots of work. He was born in Boston. He started acting in community theater and I can't stress how much of a wonderful man he was. You know, we always hear about the big stars when they pass, and usually very little is said about some of the character actors that we know and we love. We know their faces, but we don't even know their names. He just was a wonderful man, so I just wanted to give tribute to him. He leaves behind 4 children and a wife, and he will be remembered and he will be missed.
Yes.
And your hot topic.
And I know Bobby Womack had passed away. We know James, and Bobby was, you probably know.
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
Yeah. Well, my hot topic is on something that we can go along with these people that had passed. It's on, I came across an article in Newsmax about prayer. Millions of Americans believe prayer works, yet mainstream media tends to avoid the subject altogether. The Mind Health Report team at Newsmax Health wanted answers to questions like, can modern science explain prayer, or does praying strengthen your brain and prevent mental decline? or what benefits, if any, does prayer offer you physically, mentally, and emotionally? And then to this end, the team went out on a scientific and medical community to learn the potential benefits of prayer itself. And what they found both surprised and excited everyone at the Mind Health Report. The results were so startling, in fact, that they created an actual video that tells about it on in the Newsmax situation with prayer, how they change your mind in four simple ways. Well, it shares what the research discovered. The report shows how specific amounts of prayer time per day can help prevent, this is interesting, memory loss, mental decline, dementia, and Alzheimer's. Well, I don't know if I'm in Alzheimer's yet, but, you know, you get outside and you, what do they do with my keys type situation. 47 scientifically proven benefits of prayer, including pain relief, reduced risk of death from heart attack or stroke, lessen anxiety or depression, and a lot more. Stats show 3 out of 4 people engage in prayer on a regular basis. And basically what I say is it's not really the prayer, it's the belief you have in the prayer that changes things. So there's a little thing. I know it makes a difference in a lot of people's lives, but
well,
anyway,
I say it's
right
the
along.
One who answers. It's the one who answers
there you go.
The prayer. I believe in prayer.
Yeah.
And that brings us up to our first commercial.
Before I tell you what it is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem. And who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all natural, skin nourishing, brain boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
That's Vanity supplement drink that does revive you from the inside and the out. And speaking of being revived, we've got 3 lovely guests on this morning. They're Pamela Ram, Joan Mankin, and Hester Shaw. So, ladies, are you on the line?
Hello, yep. Aretha.
I'm here. This is Hester.
This is Pamela.
This is Joan.
Wonderful. Jim, meet the ladies. They have a wonderful show called... your show is called this. It's Adventures in Staying Young. Is that the name of the actual show or your webpage?
It's actually Adventures in Staying Young.
That sounds interesting.
Uh-huh.
And it's
Adventures.
Adventures.
So you make
staying young
fun. You make it fun, then. That's a good thing.
And very, very adventuresome, let me tell you. We're doing a web series with some very... slapstick physical comedy that one should be able to do at any age, and pretty challenging. And you talked about prayer, and we want to talk about laughter because I think laughter is one of the things.
Laughter does good, like medicine.
Well, why don't we introduce you ladies one at a time? I'll give you 1 minute to tell us something a little bit about yourself. Let's start with Hester. You're the director, co-writer, and producer.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for having us on the show. This is really exciting for us. We're building the brand and getting our names out there, Adventures in Staying Young. I guess we got into it because Pam and Joan come from a physical theater background, and then they found me to direct. I direct comedy up here in the Bay Area. And along with this research they've done on the power of prayer, there's been research on the power of laughter and just it you know, lowers blood pressure, releases serotonin in the brain. There's all these health benefits. Every day, do something to feel young. That's been become our model, and we're just having a ball. We had a great shoot on Friday, Pam versus a sumo wrestler. So our mission is to create laughter everywhere, anywhere, and get baby boomers tuned in and watching our short little episodes. It's really fun.
That's wonderful. Now, Pam, she mentioned you, Pam Rand, or you're also known as?
Pam Da Ham. Pam Da Ham. Yes. You know, I had this idea. I've been in comedy for many, many years. I was trained in France, the famous school, Jacques Lecoq, in physical comedy, and I said, what the heck? It doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, I'm well into my senior years, but the main thing is that laughter is what's keeping me young, positive attitude. And after all, age is only a word, isn't it?
Yep.
Don't you agree? Yep, it's just a word.
Totally agree with you on that.
So I think the RX, the doctor recommended laughter, which many studies have shown how laughter can heal, is my mission, what I would like to continue with. I think that's what I need to be helping healing with, is laughter, through laughter, and getting people to alter their living style so they can participate in well-being through their senior golden years and get off their chairs and move. So I created Adventures in Staying Young. It's a web series. You can see it at www.adventuresinstayingyoung. And we hope to do more and more. I must admit, I was very challenged. I took on this 360-pound sumo. It took me 2.5 days to recuperate, but I won. Poor guy was
born.
All right, cool.
I bet you did. I know he was in trouble. And last but not least, we have Joan Mankin.
Hi.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Joan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm very dedicated to laughter. I have been a clown in my life with a couple of different circuses. And,
I love it.
Yeah, that was wonderful for me. And the acting that I do, I prefer doing comedic acting. And I really agree with Pam and Hester that laughter really makes a difference in your life. So that's what I always try to do, is make people laugh.
You know, can I
interject? She's a wonderful performer. She's absolutely fantastic on stage, on screen. She's got the greatest face. She's just wonderful. It's a pleasure.
I was
going to
say,
so cool.
Joan, what is your name on the show?
What is my name on the show?
She's Joni Baloney. I'm Pam Baloney.
Joni Baloney.
She's Joni Baloney.
Joni Baloney.
That's cool.
Joni Baloney.
We do a news beat section, so we introduce the news, and then we become the news. So that's part of Adventures in Staying Young.
You know, you get a lot of people that walk out of a movie theater, and they just saw a depressing film on murder, drug, drama, and all that kind of stuff, 100 people. And then you have another 100 people just walked out of a comedy with Rich Little or whoever back in our time. Which group of people is going to be the happiest when they go out to dinner afterwards or something, you know? I mean, it's so true what you guys are saying. But what do we see on the news when we come home all the time, all this negative stuff? We should have more of a comedy, light news that make people happy, because it's so true what you say about laughter is the best medicine, you know?
Well,
yeah,
they even make news funny. They have a little bit where the one, I don't know which one is which. I think it's Pam steals the purse from Joan.
I do.
And it's hysterical. I mean, it's
because
physical.
Joan juggles, and I grab the purse from her. That's right. And then I do thing at Italian the Mama. It's a beauty secrets in the kitchen. Secrets, beauty secrets of the world.
The kitchen beauty show, I think. That's got to be one of my favorites that we've done, this cooking / beauty show with Mama in the kitchen. It's on YouTube, where all of our other clips are posted. Yeah, what's
the cool
secret
to put on your
face?
Excuse me, what's right?
Your top? Well, do you want to give it away? Okay.
Well, so they have to watch
it. You just got to see it. You just got to see it.
You put it on your face. It makes you look beautiful.
And then we have mock commercials to split up the, you know, we have the news beat, and then they introduce the story, and then they're the talent in the story. So we're doing silent movie spoofs. We're recreating silent movies, black and white, and we're recreating pharmaceutical commercials. And then we're doing this cooking show, and then there's these one-minute snippets of Pam Dehaam having an adventure and staying young. We have her on a paddle board in San Francisco Bay doing yoga on a paddle board.
Wait a minute, Pam. You were actually in the bay on that paddle board?
Well, I love paddleboard yoga. I mean, I haven't done it. I've been doing yoga for decades. And so I've done paddleboard yoga, which is a hoot. And I said, hey, well, got the idea with Hester, you know, go on the paddleboard, do some yoga, and then, but I wasn't prepared for how cold the bay was when I fell off. It was really cold because it was planned for me to try to stand on one leg, which is, you can't, that's really hard on the paddleboard. And I keeled over in the bay, right?
Oh,
then
my.
Then Hester said, we got to reshoot this, do it again.
Oh,
so,
my.
It was quite something. It was quite amusing. And, you know,
yeah.
I wanted to just say
we're spoofing some of the things that we as baby boomers did in our youth, like the meditation retreats, rock and roll. I mean, we're taking things that really identify us as baby boomers and just having a lot of fun with it. And laughter heals.
And, you know, well,
We have a channel. He might be interested. Eric's our CEO. He has he's partnered with a channel. It's called Fan TV Philippine Network. They are in the Bay Area, and they have 370 million viewers. So you're out in the Bay Area, right?
We are. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Bay Area. Oh, nice.
I'm
going to
go check that out.
Them.
Fan TV. Thanks for the tip on that. We'll see what you connect with
you know,
them.
I do want to say this. All the studies show also a positive attitude. You can, you know, get another 7 or 8 years of life, of being alive with a positive attitude. And this is also a goal of mine. I mean, I see things that people say, oh, my gosh, that's, you know, I can see funny things in almost everything. And it switches on my positive attitude brain.
Well, it's amazing.
It's totally
and Joan, you actually ran away and was with the circus.
Yes, I did.
What did you do in the circus?
What?
What did you do in the circus?
I was a clown.
Yeah.
And she washed
and
the elephants.
And I did.
All the world loves a clown.
So
yeah.
You actually were a clown. Did you get in that little car with all those people?
Yeah. I loved it. I loved being a clown, and I also did juggling, and I just loved all the people in the circus.
And Joan was also involved in the Pickle Family Circus. Do you remember the Pickle Family Circus in San Francisco?
No, I'm from L.A.
Oh, all right. Maybe the
Well, I was
the
with Make
there.
A Circus and the Pickle Family Circus.
That's wonderful. So we're almost out of time, so I want you to tell our listeners where they can see all of this wonderful work that you're doing.
Well, our channel is on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, and in that little search window, you can type in Adventures in Staying Young, or you can just go to our website. We have a few clips there, and then that will link you into the channel directly, adventuresinstayingyoung.com.
And we
and
are
on
actually
Facebook?
Looking for sponsors who will sponsor and allow us to do many more of these crazy little antics that we do to make people laugh. So if you
right, and
you
I
know,
told you, we got to talk. We definitely have to talk. Because I think you ladies are just hysterical. And Hester, you're a great director. So again,
thank
you're
you
on Facebook.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, it's
you're
a pleasure
on Facebook.
To be on the show. And it's great to meet you. And
Yes, Risa, I'm going to get you and Jim on a paddleboard. Risa, are you going to go on a paddleboard with me?
I'm an adventurer, so I would love to get on the paddleboard. I would love to.
And I hear
know
Jim
about
wants
the bay,
to
though. The bay is cold, so maybe we'll have to find a lake or something.
Okay, we'll get you in a wetsuit.
I think we have our first guest on the show. I think her name might be Risa Gray.
I'm telling you, have a wetsuit, we'll travel.
Okay.
Put me on that list.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, Jim's coming
thank
to
you.
Thank
you,
ladies. That's perfect.
Have a great week, everyone, and happy 4th of
thanks
July. Much. God bless America.
Thank you. Thank
hey,
you.
For having us on.
God
bye-bye.
Bless you, ladies.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, baby okay, boomers, baby it's time,
it's
for,
time
Jim.
For Jim
from Jim.
Hello, everyone, again for Jim's Gem. It seems to come up so quick. About.com had an interesting article on retirement. I'm just going to throw a couple at you because you don't want to lose your money. You want to be safe where you put it. So we got one here. It's total return portfolio. It's a common way to create retirement income. Create your own portfolio of stock and bond index funds. The portfolio is designed to achieve a respectable long-term rate of return. Along the way, you follow, now this is it, you in this situation, you have a prescribed set of withdrawal rate rules that will typically allow you to take out 47% a year, so you have some money in your pocket, and in some, it increases your withdrawal through inflation. So, see, that's a good thing. You have a little access to it. You don't get big penalties. Another one is retirement income funds. All right, these types of funds make a great retirement investment because they do everything that the total return portfolio does, which is a good thing in itself, but they're all in one package. They automatically allocate your money across a diversified portfolio. That means, you know, whatever, you have a lot of different stuff, of stocks and bonds, you know, funds, mutual funds. All right, so that's incorporated like the first one. So it gives you a little option. Three, immediate annuities. An immediate annuity is a retirement investment that can provide guaranteed income. Now, that's something in the safety zone. All right, you have investment property. Well, you have to know what you're doing, and because there's a lot of ups and downs, there's vacancies and so on, you may purchase a single family, or you might want a two flat or more. There are various ways to purchase. You got REO properties, that's real estate owned by the banks. You can, you know, you have to look into this. You have to do your homework. But you buy, you buy low, of course, and you get your tax lien sales, your state sales, and there's ways of qualifying for these investments. You know, a lot of people think, well, I need all this money down. I need to qualify. I need a certain FICO score. Well, there's a lot of situations where you don't, but you want to be safe. I keep emphasizing that. Get the price range of the property you're looking for. You want to buy as much under market and basically, you know, location, but you want to buy as low as you can, get an estimate on what it'll cost to refurbish the property. That's if you plan on doing a flip, because if it's a $500,000 house, you don't want to buy it for $450,000. You're not going anywhere there. You have to
right.
really
as
be...
As usual, Jim, you have more information than we have time.
Well, we can always continue it on. But it's interesting.
Okay.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It's tech time. I love tech time.
And this time I'm just going to continue from last week. We're going to talk a little bit about Google. Google is... people think of doing Google searches. Whenever you want to know about anybody, whenever I meet somebody, I Google them. I have to admit, I'm a Googler. I go straight to my computer, type in their name in Google, and you find out all kinds of stuff. But there's more to Google than just searching for people. If you get a Gmail account, which is an email account through Google, you get a free apps for your computer to go along with it. So you get Google Plus, which is kind of like Facebook, but through Google, where you can add people and have private chats and have people in your circle and disseminate news to just your friends. You get the Google search, naturally. You get YouTube. People always ask me, how do I get a YouTube page? That's through Google. Google owns YouTube. And if you live in Los Angeles, there's actually a YouTube Space LA where they will teach you how to use YouTube. You get Google Maps, which you can get directions or locate places. You get Google Play, which is games. You get Google News. You get Google Drive, where you can store things on the cloud and not just have it on your computer and share documents there. You can get Google Calendar, which I personally love because you can share your calendar with your friends, your relatives. So, you know, you can legally stalk someone by their calendar because they give you permission to do it. There's Google Translate, which will translate from one language to another, Google Books, Google Wallet, Google Shopping, Blogger. You too can be a blogger. It's absolutely free. Google Finance, Google Photos, and all kinds of stuff. Did you know you could actually Google a photo and it'll show you where that photo is other places on the web? So check into Google. You'd be surprised all the stuff that you get. Absolutely free. And that brings us up to our next, a lot of Googling, our next commercial.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Well, Jim, we're almost out of time, but I want to remind everyone to download the Eric Zulli app. It's available at the Apple Store, at Google Play, at any type of app store for your phone that you happen to have. It makes it easy to listen to the EasyWayBroadcasting.com shows, and it's very simple to just click and get all the radio shows that come on the network. And there's also a fans wall section, and that allows the fans to promote their projects, their brands, through the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Yep.
And they can also meet people, too.
We have a dance. You have to come to this, Rita. We have a dance festival on August 2nd. And my pocket.
Do I get to,
I want you to go to that one.
Do I get to twerk at the dance festival?
You're,
Miley Cyrus is not the only twerker around, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, and we have the My Pocket is sponsoring the application. But, boy, I'll tell you, this is the new wave, huh, Aretha? All these the phone apps and everything, and Eric seems to be staying on top of it. But, boy, talking about keeping up with things, I guess that's the way to go.
Absolutely, and we're both on Facebook, both Easy Way Broadcasting. Go to Facebook, type in Easy Way Broadcasting. You'll see the fans page. You can also type in Baby Boomers Live. You'll see our fan page. I post things up there periodically, and you can keep up with us. You can keep up with all the shows on Easy Way Broadcasting, like Beauty Pop and Good Game Guys and what's that teen show? I always forget the teen show.
Oh, Teens on Air?
Teens on Air, yeah.
Teens on Air. Oh, yeah, that's become a really popular. And you got to like the Baby Boomers Live fan page. And
absolutely, like all
don't
the
forget
fan
our
pages.
Archive shows, Aretha. We got all our archive shows with all this. That's interesting.
Absolutely.
Interesting stuff.
Anything you've missed, you can check out again. So, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you next Monday at 10 a.m.
There we go. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.